the meaning of this? What's the essence of this root? Yes. Very good. Review the notes. Yeah, see? If you review the notes, you will remember. If you come here and you go back, thinking that what you hear will stick in your head, trust me, it won't. Yes, good job. Love in feeling is peace. Now, that's a little bit confusing to people. Huh? Love in feeling is peace. Now, I keep saying that love, as we relate to in these mantras, is not a?
Emotion.
Emotion is not just an emotion. Love has become just an emotion for us. Now, how we understand? That's better. Thank you. How we understand that is there is, then what do we do with the love in a relative world? There is love in the relative world. What is the relative world? We live in two different, actually three different types of worlds we live in. One world we live in is our own world. It's called the daydreaming world. Suddenly you are present here, but you are present somewhere, not paying any attention to what is happening right in front of you. That's your own little world. And now somebody says, wake up. And then you come to?
Real world?
Senses.
Our own senses.
That's the relative world, yeah. You come and you are now present to the relative world. But then there is actually the world that is neither of these two. That's the? That's totally a different world. That's not a world. That's basically your own presence in consciousness. Now that may be a little more confusing to the little fellows, but those things making sense? Yes? Your own world, a relative world, and the world that doesn't belong to either of these two. Last time in the study circle I shared the story. Yes. Very beautiful question. He understands the first two words. The third world is not understanding. How are you part of the third world? That's the question he's asking. Very profound. When we figure that out, that would be really fun. We only know two worlds. The world that you created for yourself. For example, you are in a dream and you're dreaming. And in the dream, something is happening, and then you are really, none of that is actually like daydreaming, or sometimes night dreaming also. And then suddenly you sweat and you are very, you know, agitated, and then you wake up, and then none of that is really present in front of you. But you experience it, right? You experience your own little world, which is, and then there is the second world, where this world. You can see, you can hear, you can interact with people. And this is the relative world. These two worlds we can understand. The third world is the world in which it is absolute. There is only one that is present. In this first world, there is a dreamer that is present. In the second world, there is a waker that is present. And in the third world, there is the only one that is present. Only one that is present. Now actually the third world is a different world. It's called absence of experience. The only thing you experience is absence. That's the third world. You understand? What does that mean? Like, you know, sometimes you really are tired. You are neither dreaming nor awake, but you are like sleeping like a log. You don't even know what happened for that few hours. You are just lost in space. You have no experience of anything. It's called a world in which the only experience is the absence of any experience. Yeah, and there is only one in which is beyond all these things. Why am I talking like that? When we are talking about, say, something like a love, The love we are talking about is present in all these four states of our presence. All these four states. Our love only in the vacant state or in the dream state, isn't it? We love somebody, I love you, what does that mean? It's actually not what we call as love. I am affectionate. I love you because I have a relationship with you. You are my friend, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are my father, you are my sister, you are my brother. All of that is a relative world experience in which there is love. But that love is through some kind of connection. Yes? Now, today you feel it is actually very cold, isn't it? Yeah? Very cold. But is there anything called cold and heat we experience? Right? Very pleasant temperature. Yeah? But what is the one that measures all these three? What do you call that? Temperature. And now the temperature is measured in what?
Fahrenheit.
Either Fahrenheit or?
Celsius.
Now there is nothing called cold Fahrenheit, hot Fahrenheit, and comfortable Fahrenheit. There is nothing called cold Celsius, hot Celsius, and comfortable Celsius. There is only one metric, isn't it? We measure temperature again, only one metric. When it is low, it is?
Cold.
When it is hot?
High.
When it is high?
High.
When it is hot, it is high. That's what you are saying. When it is hot, it is?
High.
Now, the temperature can be the same in the same room, but some people will feel hot, some people feel comfortable, some people will feel?
Cold.
Same house, same problem. Decrease temperature, increase temperature, increase fan, increase fan. No, the temperature is the same, but the people are fighting, increase, decrease. Now, is the temperature to anything to do with the feeling of these people? Hello? Is the temperature kind of saying, no, I should be very cold to these people, very hot? Is the temperature thinking, temperature is temperature, isn't it? Yeah. Is the temperature anything to do with how you feel? No, it doesn't. There is nothing. There is nothing called cold temperature or hot temperature. There is only one temperature. How you feel about it is about who? Yourself. Your own hormones, your own metabolism, your own stuff is making cold hot comfortable. But temperature is nothing to do with it. Similarly with love. Either there is low love, or there is high love, or there is medium. Love is nothing to do with how you feel about it. Love is love. Truth is truth. Right action is right action. Peace is peace. These are absolute values. They are not relative values. Peace, love is not different between you and me and somebody else. Some people have low love, therefore they are called bad people. Some people have very high love, they are called good people. And some people love, doesn't matter how others feel. Yes, some people simply love. It doesn't matter to them how the other person feels about your love. It's not about a relationship. I love you, somebody said. Only to make you feel better. Hello. Do they really love you? That you have to ask the question. The person who is saying, I love you, has to ask the question. Now you see, I'll tell you something. When I first came to this country, to Dallas, Texas, I was walking in the veranda and one guy asked me, how are you doing? I stopped and I told him, I got an apartment 10 minutes away. I sincerely told him how I was doing. Okay? And then after 10 minutes, we were both coming out of the restroom. And he asked me, how are you doing? And then what am I supposed to do? 10 minutes only, I told him for 10 minutes how I was doing. After 10 minutes, he asked me, how are you doing? Now I was like, it took me a while to understand. This thing, whatever, how are you doing, is nothing to do with how you are doing. The guy doesn't really care about that. You understand? Yeah. They really don't care how you're doing. It's just saying hello, like that's it. No, you call that love? It's just a relative world of transactional. It is a transactional interaction. It doesn't truly come from the heart. It's a transactional interaction. And like I was telling on January 1st to all of you, my professor, who's a very, very incredible guy, has great sense of humor. You know, somebody joins the lab and the first thing they said, good morning, sir. Then he said, what is so bad about it? Is there something bad about it that you have to specifically say good or bad? Morning is morning. What is good about it? Happy New Year. What is happy about it? In fact, you should be, you know, this English calendar is the only calendar you should be mourning, not celebrating. Because it's a linear calendar, right? 18 is gone, 2018 is gone, is it going to come again? No, so why you are celebrating? Because it is gone? It is, somebody is gone, it's a mourning day. Why we are, so the point is, that what we are calling as love, that we are what we are calling as happiness, that what we are calling as peace, those are absolute values. They are not relative in existence. But that doesn't mean they don't exist in relative world. Yeah? Hello? You have to understand this. This is what these mantras that we are going through, very beautifully. It will talk about the absolute, but it also talk about the relative in the same mantra. Because the Indian, the what we call as the Sanatana Dharma or the Vedas, they are not about afterworld experiences. You die and you go to heaven, that is not what Veda is about. Veda is about here and now, in your own personal world, in the relative world, and in the absolute world. It points, each mantra points to you, all those three things in a single mantra, they are encapsulated. So that you are not falling into the trap that God experience is after death experience. It is not, it is here and now. You understand? Yes.
Wait, so then that means affection, love is just an illusion?
Oh, is affection, love an illusion? Oh, right. Affection, love. Now she called it affection, love. Yeah, call it just affection. Don't even... what did you say? What is the word you used? Is it an illusion? Is it... What is an illusion is that relative experience is temporary. It is ephemeral. You understand? It's not permanent. What is permanent is the love, not the affection.
Also, there are two different things.
Yeah, so like bad and good, right? When the love is very low, I said it is bad. When it is high, it is good. What is bad is transient. What is good lasts longer in feeling. So this love we are talking about, that is not associated, that is present in the relative world. In the present, that is important in the relative world as affection because of transaction. But if you love somebody without any transaction, that love is permanent.
So selfless love?
Selfless love. Yeah, now she added the word selfless to it. Yeah. Selfless love. That love is? But now you see, now you, by saying selfless love, what did you do? There is a selfish love and there is a selfless love. Selfish love stinks. You can't tolerate it too long. It is fish love. Selfless love, beautiful. And that love is what we are talking, is the absolute love. The selfish love is also love. But that love is relative. It is transactional. Now, yes.
So, I'm just, like for the selfless love, like if somebody is, if there is an accident happens, so people immediately go and help. They are not expecting something at that point. I mean, it is not that people don't have that spontaneous love, but it is like not, it's not happening on a normal basis. Only on extreme conditions like for the fire. Mm-hmm. So people pool in together and then try to help.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why are we not sustaining that
24/7? Why are we not sustaining selfless love? Why doesn't it remain more longer time? Each individual has to ask that question. Yeah, each individual has to ask that question. Now, it doesn't mean I'm saying selfish love is a bad love, nothing like that. It is just love, that's all. You know, how it is really about, now, how you feel peaceful is, when you have selfless love, when you exhibit, the amount of peace that you derive from it is much everlasting, and then you can actually feel that for yourself. Yeah? And that's why when you go do service without any expectation, you're doing that. Why it becomes a sustainable experience through service, you can have sustainable experience of selfless love. How do you sustain? Through service. How do you sustain selfless love? Through service. Now, what is service? Service is not just going giving money to people. Service is not just is not just that. What is service is, everything is actually service. Everything is service. You can be sitting in your home, not going out of the home, but still be doing incredible service. Incredible service. Just by sending your love as thoughts to everyone to be healed in itself is a great service. Any time spent not for your own individual self, that time is love in service. Okay. Ararte Gogna Uta Purushanne.
Ararte Gogna Uta Purushanne. Shayadviraya Sunnamasne De Astu. Rakshachano Adicha Deva. Ruhyadachana Sarmayachat.
Now there are three Kshayadvirayas that are coming in previous mantras. Kshayadviraya, first mantra. What is the first time when you said Kshayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim? Kshayadviraya Namasavidhe Mate. Kshayadviraya
Sunamasmete Astu.
Now you see, Kshayadviraya is used here. Give these mantras three times in a profound way. First Kshayadviraya is, may the desires be controlled so that my mind gets illumined by the presence of that illumination. Kshayadviraya Prabharamahe Matim, from lower mind to the higher mind. Second one, Kshayadviraya Namasavidhe Mate. In that Kshayadviraya, what we are talking about is, may my feelings be controlled so that, my desires be controlled, so that I absolutely surrender and follow the rules prescribed as in Dharma. Namasavidhe Mate. Now the third one, Kshayadviraya, is, may I not be fanatic or overtly rajasic in my devotion, so that I will have a balanced mind. Sumnamasmete astu. That sumnam is what gives you peace. Sumnam asmete astu. Now, the next few mantras now. With that, we are now concluding love as in action. Love in action is?
Dharma.
Love in understanding is?
Non-violence.
Love in feeling is?
Peace.
Now, those are the mantras, that's what love, in those mantras, that's what is being elaborated. Now, we go to this question now. Where is this love? How is it manifested? Where is this love that we're talking about present within us? And the next mantra is about that. Let's kind of
Sthuhi Sritam Karthasadam Yuvanam Mruganna Bhima Upahat Lumugram Murudajarhitre Rudrastavano Anjante Asmanni Vapantu Se.
Look at the words. Stuhi Srutam Gattasadam Yuvanam Murugan Na bhimam upahatnum ugram mruda jaritre rudra stavanah anyam te asmat nivapantu senah. These are the words that are separated from the mantra. Now, what's the meaning of this? Now you're saying, you're telling your mind, stuhi. Stuhi means praise, extol. Oh my word, you're telling your word, oh my voice, extol, glorify, praise. Who do you need to praise? Shrutam. Shrutam means the most celebrated one. Now I was at somebody's place, I asked the fellow's name, what is your name? He said, Vishrut. Remember? Somebody said Vishrut.
Yeah.
What is Vishrut? Shrutam, like Shruti. Shrutam means the one who is extolled in the Vedas. Who are you praising? That one who is extolled in the Vedas. Shrutam. Now where is he present? Gatta Sadam. He is present in Gatta. Now I have to tell you this. I come from a place called Guntur. Guntur, that's my place. You know what's the Guntur actual Sanskrit name? Gattapuri. Gattasadam, the first time I was chanting Rudra, I said, oh my God, my place is mentioned in Rudra. I was so happy. Gattapuri means Gattasadam, Gatta. It's called Guntur became, the original name is Gattapuri. Like Nellore, original name was Simhapuri. Bapatla is called Bhavapuri. Now it's a beautiful name, sir. They have significant meaning associated with them. And the stupid British came, they don't know how to pronounce. They destroyed the whole culture of India and they created whatever. The fellow asked a question mark about the name of this place. He asked a question, then it became Kochi. I'm joking. If you look at how this world, you know, the places. Now people are, why do we have to change the name? Yeah, everything is in the name only. If you don't know what your name means, I'm telling you, you are living a useless life. Everything is in the name. Because if you don't know what it means, you cannot connect to it. Gattapuri. Gattapuri. Gattasadam. Gatta means cave. Gatta means cave. Gatta Sadam means the one who is residing deeply in a cave. That's who you are praising. Stuhi, Shrutam, Gatta Sadam. Gatta Sadam. Now I will tell you Gatta. Now when you chant a mantra, Stuhi, Shrutam, Gatta. Tasadham. Now you see, Gatta Sadham. Deep inside, connectivity happens. Yuvanam. Yuvanam means everlasting, ever fresh, ever youthful. Yuvanam. Mruganna Bhimam. The one who is ferocious and fearless. Upahatnam Ugram. The one who is furious when it comes to destroying something. Now you see, suddenly you are all the time you're talking love. Suddenly you are saying, this fellow is so ferocious and he's residing deep in the cave and you are extolling him. What, are you extolling some terrorist or what? Now these are the questions the mind automatically asks these questions. This is the beauty of Veda mantras. It makes you think, it makes you contemplate. It's so obviously in Zen Buddhism, they call them as koans. They are opposite and they appear to be opposite and contradictory, so that now your mind is pulled into contemplation of why is it suddenly love became Mruganna Bhimam Upahatna Ugram. Now that ferocious, everlasting, youthful one, residing deep in the cave, that is present in my decaying body, but gives happiness to my decaying body. Jaritre Muruda. Jaritre means the one which is decaying. Muruda Jaritre, giving happiness to that which is decaying And how does it give DK the happiness? Rudrastavanaha. If you praise the Rudra, Rudrastavanaha, then what will this Rudra do? Te sena, his armies, asman nivapantu anyante. Everything that is other than me will be destroyed by these armies that you praise him. Now this is the literal meaning. This is the literal meaning. Now you are wondering what is suddenly love became turned into this, and I am praising this guy who is youthful but also ferocious and like a, you know, terrifying lion that attacks all the animals. But he gives happiness to this decaying body when you praise him, and he will direct his armies to everything other than you. Everything else other than yourself. Now, if you interpret this mantra in a literal way, you are saying definitely there is some guy who is very young, deeply sitting in my heart, and when he becomes ferocious and furious, he will destroy all my enemies except me. Ah, yes, somebody raised their hand. Yes, you have any wishes?
So hey. You said how it destroys everyone but yourself.
Yeah.
If you praise him, would the same thing apply to a group of people who praise him at the same time? Would they all be spared, or would it?
He wants to be collectively scared. Yeah. That also, no, yes, yes.
But what if the enemy is inside you?
Oh, what if the enemy is inside you? What if? Is that a question? Where are the enemies?
Inside.
Huh?
Inside.
Inside who?
Me.
Oh. What if the enemies are inside you? Then he will destroy all your enemies except you. Then who are you? You and your enemies are not one and the same. Now we'll come to that.
How are they not one and the same?
How do we know? That's the question. Yeah. How do we know our enemies are different from us? First, you need to know who you are to know your enemies. Yes? We will come to who the enemies are very clearly. Yeah. You have any wishes? Buddha Jaritre, get happiness to the Buddha Jaritre. Please, go, hello, you can go like this. Yes. Well, you don't need to raise your hand. Okay. I thought you would ask any question. We said this Anuvakam is all about love. How is love referred to in the context of this mantra? Now let's go through. Who are the... Now first and foremost is extol. That source, the love, which is the most celebrated one. Now what this love is, this love that we are talking about, it knows no other thing. It only knows love. It doesn't know anything else. Yeah? It is completely a selfish business now. The self is different. In this mantra what we are saying is, in this decaying body, there is present deep within the heart, Gartha Sadam. Deep within the heart, there is this everlasting love. And this everlasting love, it is totally so selfless love, that when the time comes of dissolution of everything, only it remains and everything else is dissolved. You understand? In the beginning it is love. In the end it is love. In between it is love. It is love that exists, everything else is temporary. Start the day with love. Spend the day with love. End the day with love. This is the way to God, Bhagavan said. So that means what? There is only love. When there is love, this love doesn't see anything else other than itself. Hello, now you are seeing? Now when it doesn't, when we are saying in this mantra, Rudrastavanaha, I am going to invoke that love which is giving happiness to the so-called decaying body of mine, but also its armies, wipe out everything that is different from itself. That means what? This love will not allow anything else to manifest other than itself. Now we are all connecting to that now. Is it making sense? It is, this love is so brutal. It doesn't allow anything else to exist. So what else is existing?
Love.
What else is other than love? Those are the enemies. What are the enemies, Ra? Ego. Ego, jealousy, yeah. Greed.
Selfishness.
Anger, yes. Now these should be very easy terms for us to say. Desire, kama, krodha, anger, lobha, greed, moha, attachment, mada, arrogance, matsarya, jealousy. All these things are other than the self. When those things come, what we are saying is keep only the love and destroy everything that is other than love. Question now? Is it clear? Any question? Clear? Crystal clear? Yes, he's at least shaking like this. Now, Sudhi, Srutam, Gatta, Sadam. So the essence of the mantra here is, the only thing that is immortal is love. And that love, immortal, that is no mortality. It is love that is immortal. And what we are saying, it is that love that we are extolling. And where is it present? Gatta, Sadam. Gatta Sadam means deep within your own heart. Gatta has multiple meanings in Sanskrit. Contextually, they have used one meaning for Gatta is one which is deep within a cave. Gatta is a deep cave. Second, Gatta also means a chariot, one which is present in a chariot. Muruda Jaritre. Now, in the context, what is decaying? The chariot. The chariot. The mortal thing is the body. The immortal one is Yuvanam, always young. That means it is ageless. This is what Guru Nanak said. Ik Omkar Satnam Nirbhay Nirvay Kartapurak Akalamurat Ajani Sevan Guru Prasad
Japa Ada Satcha Juga Ada Satcha Hepi Satcha.
Nanak, a be such. This is the only truth that exists. And that is Akal Murat. Means it is timeless form. Yuvanam. Mrugana Bhima Mupahadnav. Gatta also means that fire which destroys everything. Now what it is truly speaking, Gatta Sadam means the one who is living in a burial ground where all the corpses, all these dead bodies are burned. Gatta Sadam means the one who is living in a burial ground. And now you see, now why he is living in a, now this is beautiful. Yesterday only I was telling somebody. Actually speaking, all of us are dead bodies. You know, all of us are dead bodies. Now somebody chose to breathe through us. Therefore we became alive. All these dead bodies are hanging around. Somebody is breathing through all of us. So without the breath, we are dead, no? Hello? Without the breath, there is no body. The body is useless. So dead body, who is breathing? Who is me? Who is at me? Who is breathing? The person inside, who is that? Where is he sitting? The person inside you? Oh, there, Gatta Sadam. Deep there, he is sitting, Gatta Sadam. Now he is breathing from there. If he stops breathing, then who are you?
Dead. A dead body.
What? You have a question?
So, you know, like you said, somebody has chosen to breathe in us. Were we dead bodies earlier?
Yeah, to begin with, we are dead bodies. Somebody entered into us like breath. How can he do that? That's the most interesting thing. That's why I said consciously breathe every day for a few minutes. This is the reason. And check who is breathing. Focus on who is breathing. Now only one question. Yes.
How does he keep breathing every single time, but we breathe slowly and he breathes hardly?
Whether you know it or not, he's breathing, no? When you're really sleepy, are you breathing? Are you? Yeah. When you're sleeping like a log, you know, you have no idea what is happening. And are you breathing? Somebody is breathing, no? Suddenly he decides, no, I'm stop breathing, no. This guy, okay, I'm not breathing. Then what happened? Now, this is a beautifully, Mansur Ali Khan says in one Kavali, Ali nu yaad karo, ralke far yaad karo, e gariba, hema vasra, Ali dam dam, Ali mola, Ali dam dam, lakhda karor wari, akh dam dam. Now what he's saying, you, thousands and lakhs of time, Ali is breathing to you. So when you're breathing in, breathing out, no, Ali mola, Ali dam dam, with every breath, Ali is breathing. Think of Ali. Thank Ali. Every time you breathe, this is what Mansur Ali Kavali is saying. Everything is about the breath. And where is he present? Now, how do you know where he is present? Gartasadam. How do you know the location of this deep cave within you? And that Bhagavan Ramana described. Vayurodhanan liyamanasam jalapakshivadrodhasadanam. And I was explaining this in study circle, someplace, yes, I was explaining this. How do you know where this gatta is? Gatta, deep within, where he is breathing from. The only way to know that is, stop breathing, completely. After a few minutes, you will notice, at one place, your thought will be caught up like a bird in a net, and it is going. You are now, you want to say, I want to breathe. And that place where you want to breathe from, that is Gartasadam. Vayurodhanan liyamanasam. When you stop breathing and there is no breath in the body, your thought process completely stops. And there is no thought. The only thought now will go into where the place is where you have to breathe. And that will, mind will, that thought will go and connect to that place. And that place is Gartasadam. Jalapakshivadrodhasadam. That place, when you know it, then you take your mind, put it in there, dissolve your mind in there. Then you know what it is, love is. Now, to his sradam, I wanted to say three mantras today, but one mantra caught up totally. I'm at least very happy today we thought about Dundu. Okay, why? Let's go, You just tried what? Please, you know, all the children do it in front of your parents. Don't do it on your own, suddenly, Okay, Sudhisudan Gattasadam, let's chant. Oh.